When's your birthday?
25th.
Oh, shit. Four days after me.
Weeks, yeah, 3 weeks from Thursday.
There you go.
Yours is 21. And yours is 25.
I don't know. You tell me.
Huh?
You tell me.
Oh, well.
I don't remember. Say, you know what I'm saying? I got you. Yes.
He was more involved with the conception, not the delivery.
Yeah. He's, well, that's
although
thing,
I was
man.
In delivery. I was hemmed up against the wall. They pushed the bed. I mean, doctors and nurses, everybody in there, and I was on the other side in between the wall and the bed. Well, that bed kept creeping over, so I was hung between the wall and the bed. I couldn't do nothing.
They probably
like
had all types
of... going to do something if you wasn't hung up.
And then he asked me, said, you want to cut the cord? I said, hell no. What I got you for?
That's what I'm paying you to do.
I don't want to do no operating while I'm in here. I ain't no doctor.
I almost unhooked a lot trying to get out from around this bed, but no, I don't want to cut anything.
I was in a waiting room fucking hating life.
Yeah, dude, that was you were pretty.
You was probably running around like a wild.
No, put him back. Put him back.
He was. He was getting his last bit of energy out. Yeah. You know, being an only child.
I had a damn tub of Legos about this big. You know, probably about a 2 cubic yards of Legos. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, I thought it was a good idea to dump them out in the fucking waiting room.
Oh yeah, on the floor of the hospital.
Yeah. So,
that's why those immune systems are so good.
That was your final act of defiance, right?
Yeah. I was like, oh, he's coming home? Well, he will after we pick up all these Legos.
Yeah, we're staying here a bit
Let's
longer.
See if he's going to pan out. Make him pick all them up.
Dude, I think I still have like an indention of where I tried to put you tried to put some of those Legos in my soft spot.
Yeah, yeah. No,
tried to hide the cool ones.
So they thought it'd be a good idea to get me a toy, you know, because I was a child whenever you were born.
Yeah, like all the attention's on me, yeah. So they got to get you
a toy.
Oh,
hey, here's your, you know, gift. Cool, cool. It was like a set of tools, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, toy ones.
Yeah, little tyke tools.
Yeah, and had a hammer. That was meant for your soft spot.
Mm-hmm. They took the hammer out.
You remember we had
luckily so
when Josh was born, we had a birthday party for you.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's why I got a gift.
Yeah. I thought you don't know what your birthday is.
All
either.
Set the sadness. Yeah. But yeah, they took that hammer out, and then
and
for whatever
your birthday
reason,
up 2 weeks.
Yeah, they were like, "Here,
yeah,
you wanna,
here you go, birthday.
You want to hold him? Sure. Don't touch his soft spot. Why would you tell a kid not to touch something?
Because you know it. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly what they're gonna
make
do.
Him more curious.
What
know?
Does it do? Does it like change his color or something?
Like a chameleon?
Yeah.
Well, he had jaundice, but now he doesn't. He's fine. Also, I touched his soft spot.
Yeah, he's gonna be fine. I bet. He's gonna be just fine, probably.
I turned out all right.
And there are 3 Legos that fit that soft spot too. So, yeah. So y'all know.
I mean, well, 3 of the small squares.
Yeah, yeah.
2 of the long. You know, the rectangle ones.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all think a grape is a berry? Is a grape a berry? Or
no.
Okay, what's a grape?
That's a raisin that ain't grown up yet.
Yeah. Juvenile raisin. Raisin.
Or you think, it's like a, it's a juvenile raisin? You think it's like an atrophied raisin?
Like a geriatric raisin.
No, that's a raisin.
The raisins are geriatric
I mean,
grape.
Geriatric grape. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
There we go.
Because I feel like a raisin looks like it's like a... Like a real old person.
Yeah. Well, you're right. A grape, that the grape is the circle of life.
Yeah.
Because when it starts out, oh, it's all tight and firm and everything.
Yeah.
The older it gets crinkled up and starts
stinking,
getting attitude and stinking. And, you know.
I wonder why they don't do that with other fruits, you know, because evidently a grape's not a berry. I know that now. But why do they not do that with, like, apples or peaches?
Or oranges.
Yeah. When they get all old and decrepit, instead of hucking them in the trash, they put them in a box with a little, you know, child's picture on them. They're like, oh, these are raisins now. You can have them.
Well, see, I think the allure of raisins is that they're small.
Mm.
So even if you eat them and you don't like them, they're just really small. So you can just, you know,
and you can
chew
see
them
how many you
quick.
Can fit in your nose. And
yeah.
Thing,
yeah.
You
can get in trouble
that's
with raisins.
That's reason kids like. You remember the little bitty box of the raisins?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Open them up. You put
the
them everywhere.
Box.
Ears, nose, anywhere. That's where
if you
like
could get them unstuck, a lot of times they was all clumped together and you had to dang pick them apart, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you had that stuff
like
all over
candy.
Your fingers.
Right.
Of course,
like bat guana all over your hands.
You just wipe it on your shirt.
You had iguana juice on you. That's what you're doing. Oh, getting all this off of me.
Yeah. I was just wondering because I ate a grape the other day and I was like, I wonder what species this is.
Species.
Yeah.
What was this you'd eat a grape? Did you find it?
I did. I found it. It was a loose grape, and I thought, what the hell is this doing in the fridge?
I found a grape in your couch.
I thought you found it in, like, a grocery cart or something. I was like, man, you shouldn't eat those.
No.
You shouldn't do that.
Now, if I go to the grocery store, I'll sample some grapes.
Yeah. Well, because they got the bags open. That's why they do it.
Right.
They want you to try them before you actually buy them, I think.
That's it.
They have cotton candy grapes. I don't know if you're aware of that. Earl?
Yeah, and that's, no, that name's real misleading.
Yeah.
Name's real misleading.
Some of them taste very much like cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are just higher priced regular grapes.
Yep.
Which y'all got some for me to try one time.
Yeah.
And they were just high priced regular grapes. Right. Y'all told me they were cotton candy. It didn't taste like no cotton candy.
Yeah. Once we gave you one and then I ate one, I was like, I think these are just high dollar grapes.
Yeah. These are just more expensive green grapes.
But I wonder if you could.
I tell you what you can't do.
Yeah.
You can't throw them in a grocery store. They frown on
that. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. They don't like that.
Yeah.
I threw one time and one of them blue hairs got one of them lady blue hair.
Oh, yeah.
She could feel it, but she couldn't get it out. You know, and I've watched her. She was doing this.
She probably had a half a can of hairspray in there. Yeah. Get past the hairspray to get to
it. Once it got in there, it's going to nest.
That grape went in there. It looked like the scene from Indiana Jones where they're in that cave. And that guy's just all ash. He's just hiding in the back. Like, yeah, you can't get it now.
She found it a few years later. The Ark of the Covenant. Raisin.
Yeah.
Do they dehydrate grapes to make them raisins?
That's what they do. They got the thing. They suck all the life out of them. You know, one of them shots.
Yeah, opposite shot.
Yeah, backward shot.
Mm-hmm.
And they suck all the life out of that grape, and that makes a raisin.
I was wondering if we could start, Earl.
A grape farm?
Yeah, farming flavored grapes.
Flavored grape.
Now, grape is a fine flavor by itself.
What you going to have, an orange-flavored grape?
I was thinking like apple. Like more exotic stuff. Like
a Hawaiian punch grape?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be nice. Hawaiian punch. Just the red.
Now, I wonder do grapes grow out of the ground?
No. You know where grapes grow. They grow
on the vine.
They're in vineyards mostly.
I got you. But I'm wondering if you plant a stick... and then
you're gonna grow in matches now.
How do you plant a grape?
I don't think it's one of those where you can use the actual fruit to restart.
Well, they got little seeds in them, you know. So I guess you take the seeds and plant them.
Or just you ain't gonna do that. Just dig a hole, put that grape in there. Sooner or later, it's gonna decay and the seeds.
You've got to go through the raisin stage first.
Yeah. Yeah. See, honestly, I forgot that grapes had seeds because I don't eat those. I don't eat the ones with seeds. Yeah,
if it grew into like a raisin tree, I'd be pissed.
Yeah,
I was expecting grapes, and it just skipped a step and went to raisins. I got a tree full of raisins. I'm like, nah, not doing that.
But I was thinking about them little boxes, though.
Oh, yeah.
You just pick up straight up.
I wonder if we could do that where we plant some grape seeds and then sprinkle some, you know, Kool-Aid flavoring in there, if it would.
You think it would do it?
I don't know, Earl.
We can plant some and find out. You're
going to need a little bit of Miracle-Grow.
We could start with tomatoes since you already have that going.
Yeah, well, they about petered out.
Some mustard-flavored tomatoes.
Yeah, or maybe we put like a ranch packet on them.
Oh.
You know? Like,
you ever try crossbreeding anything?
Southwest tomatoes.
Well, I better not go there.
Yeah.
No, I better say no.
Well, I just wonder, like, if you had tomato and you crossbreed it with like a banana. Can you make a tomato come out in the shape of a banana or...
Well, you might end up with a banana in the shape of a tomato.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
That sounds worse.
Yeah, that's. if you had a tomato-shaped banana,
that would be okay. Yeah. Smaller slices.
Yeah.
I actually did some grafting.
Told you. Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But a few years later, Daddy bought the lot that I did all the grafting on and cut all that shit down. So I don't know why. But, you know, you take a little pocket knife and you put a little dent in the tree and you break a limb off over here and you put it on this one and take thread and tie it up there to it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we didn't know that.
See
now,
if you can create a new type
we didn't
of tree.
Know none of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how you graft something onto another one. But I don't know how it turned out because, like I say, all that stuff got whacked down.
There's no telling how many Earl trees are growing out there.
Yeah, they could be.
And maybe no one knows it. No one's found the species yet. They're going to find it, name it something else, and we're going to be like, no.
No, that's Earl's
tree. Over in Westminster, them's Earl trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many are going to be dead and gone. You're right. Somebody's going to buy that lot from Earl.
Yeah.
And they're going to, all of a sudden, you know, stuff's going to start growing. And what is that? I don't know. What is that? You think that's an Earl tree?
It's got long tomatoes.
Could be.
On it.
Long tomatoes.
I just thought about that the other day when I was real, real concerned hungry. If a grape was. Yeah, I was also real hungry. I was thinking, I wonder if a grape's a berry.
Well, that's how you know you were real hungry, because the first thing you thought of was like a grape.
What is grape?
So clearly what, found that.
Is it a fruit, a berry, or what? What's it? Did you research?
I don't know. I was hoping you knew. No, I didn't. I mean, I could. Yeah, I could figure it out.
Well, I mean, it might be important to our viewers, but I really don't care. It's either a grape or it ain't.
You know? I just assumed you would know.
I think it's probably it's a fruit, right? Definitely.
I'm thinking fruit, but I don't know. I've never really given it any thought.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't been able to think about much since you said a tomato-shaped banana. Yeah. And I just, I don't know if that would be good or bad.
Yeah.
I
feel like Kay said, if you're going to put it in your salad, why don't you just chop it up 4 times, put it in there.
Yeah.
You know?
You can put a banana.
You ain't got to cut the whole thing.
He's talking about the other.
No, I'm talking about the banana in the shape of a tomato.
Right.
Like, so you got
to,
you know.
You'd have to slice it.
On the top and then eat it like porridge?
It'd probably be too.
Would be easier to make a sandwich instead of having, 43 little round pieces. Yeah. You just have 4 big ones, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
That's true.
Makes better for a banana sandwich.
Fried.
You can make like a, like a peanut butter burger with a banana that size, in that shape.
Yeah. A grape is a berry, by the way.
It is a berry. Okay.
Yeah. It's also a noun. Grape. Pronounced grop. I don't think
we've been messed up all this time.
Yeah. A berry, typically green, purple, red, or black, in clusters on a grapevine, eaten as fruit and used to make wine.
And you don't say shit about using them to make raisins, does it?
No. I think that's kind of like the
ones that don't pan out for grapes or for wine.
Right. Those are the throwaways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trash grapes are raisins.
Yeah. Yes.
Ones that fell on the ground and got stomped already, they're like, well, just huck them in that basket over there. A couple years from now, that'd be grapes. That'd be raisins.
We'll put them in a little box and give them to children. It'll be fine.
I hated that, dude. At Halloween, if you'd go around and somebody would give out a box of those grapes, there was one old lady who lived in the neighborhood we lived in. And
that's all she gave out.
One year she did give apples.
A little red box. What was it? Sunmate. Sunmate. Yep, Sunmate.
Yeah. I think the girl from Wendy's was double timing that mascot too. They just changed her hair to
because they didn't have a little girl on there with her in a little yellow dress or something.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know?
It was like Little Debbie before she got diabetes. Started making sugary snacks.
Diabetes.
Yeah. She got to beat us, and she was like, "Well, hell, I can't have sugar, but everyone
else
can."
She was Debbie then. Now she's Little Debbie because it's kind of like the tiny thing. Like if you got a real big dude, you like tiny.
Oh yeah, she's just Big Deborah now.
Big Deborah.
Sweet big snacks. Deb.
Yeah, that's Big Deb. She's barely hanging on, probably.
Yeah, but a grape. What were we talking about? Grapes.
Yeah, we were talking about grapes.
Grops. Oh, the lady, I think you pronounced
grops.
It grops.
Yeah.
Yes, grops.
The lady who gave out old grops as Halloween gifts. Shit.
Halloween gifts?
Yeah. Well, that still wasn't as bad as when you go, Earl tell you this. We go trick-or-treat on Halloween, and somebody give you a damn orange.
Apple.
Now, wait just a minute.
Yeah.
She gave out apples one year, too. I remember that.
Yeah.
Because we were expecting, not grapes, raisins. Yeah. We were expecting the raisins. We got there, and there were apples. And we were like,
it's a big grape.
Can't tell if it's worse or better.
You got in trouble. You threw that grape through her window.
Yeah.
I mean, that apple.
Yeah.
I'm getting confused. Why do they give out big bags of fruit and shit at Christmas? Why is that a thing?
Well, it's because
they're not in season. So if you can come up with a bag of fruit, you've done something special.
That's right, because you've held that fruit from the summertime.
Yeah.
And you ain't got nothing to do with it, so I'm going to give this away.
Give this shit away.
Do people like that?
Plus, they love that.
I used to love it because you'd go to the church and they'd give you a bag.
Of fruit.
It's a fruit cake starter kit. That's right,
because you have pecans in there, fruit, all that stuff.
Well, they
and plus when
candy bars
when the three pretty smart men was following that star, that's what they were bringing, fruit and pecans and grapes and stuff.
I thought they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And what?
Myrrh.
What the hell is a myrrh?
I don't know. That was
is that like an alpaca or something?
It's a premature grape. I don't know.
I could see.
Is a myrrh animal?
I don't think so. I think it's some kind of.
That'd be hilarious if they brought a baby, an animal. Right, here you go.
Yeah, well, I thought that's what a myrrh was, like a baby alpaca or something.
Like
I didn't know.
Like a powder or something?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's some kind of spice or something, I guess. I don't know.
Like maybe a tea or something.
Just imagine the conversation when they show up. They're like, all right, y'all ready to go? Like, yeah, what you taking? He's like, well, I got gold. Yeah. Like,
oh, okay. Dude, okay. What?
Go.
I thought we had a $25 limit. I thought we had a plan here.
What you bringing? I'm bringing Frankenstein.
What? Frankenstein.
Frankincense. I got a couple bottles of that.
I got some cologne for him.
Yeah. What you got, Jeff? I got some myrrh. They're like, the hell is that?
You said, what now, Jeff?
He's got gold. I got frankincense. And you got what? Myrrh.
Myrrh. What is that?
It's just dirt.
You made that up, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like barely sifted dirt.
Yeah.
It's just like
flavored dirt.
Yeah.
He's like, it's going to be awesome. Like, you know, it's a baby, right?
Yeah, he's not going to enjoy this.
Yeah, he's going to eat it.
You going to rub it on his soft spot or what?
Yeah, I don't know how, but I think that giving out those fruit bags is nice because they normally put little miniature candy bars in there, and I like those.
Well, I thought that. I
wasn't
always
much on the fruit.
No, I wasn't. But I think that's why they did it, because they knew that they were giving out fruit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of older people, you know, were going to get these bags. Mm-hmm. So they were like, hey, you know, in case they got diabetes,
yeah,
let's give them some fruit. You know, it's still sugar, but
better sugar.
Also, let's give them real sugar just in case, you know, they actually want to, you know,
cash out.
Yeah, either cash out or, you know, ride that lightning for a little bit.
We're going to go ahead and tell y'all, okay? Y'all don't know this because y'all ain't got to that. Me and Earl know this, but, you know, when you went around Halloween, got all that fruit and stuff, well, we took all that fruit and stuff and made a Christmas basket out of it. So
there we go. That's how it's all coming together.
So, all the shit y'all wouldn't eat became a fruit basket.
There you
go. Well, that's smart, really. That's just like recycling. You know? You just recycling. I don't hate that at all.
I think the current term is regifting.
That's right.
Yeah. You notice
that's like a fruitcake. You know, Christmas time, everybody gets a fruitcake.
There ain't but one fruitcake in the whole world.
That's right. It just goes around and around, because ain't nobody gonna cut that thing. First of all, you can't cut it.
No.
You'd have to have a chainsaw to cut it. And it you just keep giving it around. It's been around the world like two times, I think, since like 1800.
What is them little green and red things in there?
I remember one time we didn't have a football at Thanksgiving and we used a fruitcake as it. Yeah.
That's the same fruitcake.
Pass, punt, or kick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, don't kick it.
not a good idea.
Yeah,
that's
like kicking a brick.
Foot.
Yeah. Yeah, but what are those? I don't even know what those are. What is the red makings of a fruitcake?
I think it's decorations they put in there. You know,
amulets.
Because they don't know
bread. Is it like bread?
No, it ain't no bread. It's a little
jelly like
concrete.
It looks like somebody
uncured concrete
colored some raisins and cut them up.
Yeah,
I mean, put them in there.
Some lady dropped some jewelry in it. I was like, oh, hell.
So all the fruitcakes I've seen have been very hard. Are they supposed to be that way, or are those just the old ones?
That's just the old ones.
Okay, I got you. Because I feel like I would be willing to try a slice of fruitcake.
Somebody send us a fruitcake.
If I knew it wasn't, you know, going to break my teeth.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to try.
There's no guarantee on that. You won't get that guarantee.
If somebody got a fruitcake, send it.
Somebody got a fresh fruitcake, send it.
Yeah, don't send the one that you got 2 years ago at Christmas.
No.
We'll
call the law on you if you do that.
Yeah, dude, I'll say you try to poison me.
You notice that's a thing that in the South we don't say call the police or call the cops. It's call the law.
Well, that's what it is, law.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just noticed
that. Supposed to be.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore, but.
I called the law the other day because I was getting off and on an exit ramp, you know, and I was waiting in traffic to turn. And I noticed in front of me there was a car that had two men in it. And they was eating ice cream, or what looked like ice cream, through the back window. But they were sharing the cone.
Oh, geez.
And they was, so they was homosexuals. Mm. And, but that was, you know, whatever.
You didn't call the law on them for that.
No. Okay. You can do whatever you want to do nowadays, apparently.
In the privacy of your own car.
Yeah. Just get darker window tint, but they were doing that, and they both had what's a funny hat that you wear in the Middle East?
Oh no,
one of them turbines.
Yeah, they both had turbans on, and I was like, "What in the hell's happening here?"
Yeah, dude, well, they weren't homosexual then.
Yeah, family. Yeah, and that could be a point, because they I couldn't confirm if they was, you know, but you don't share an ice cream cone with another man. No, you don't.
Well, I would never do it personally, but I could see some people doing that because they're like, hey, you know, times is tough.
Yeah.
Inflation. Let's just share.
You're reaching.
I'm just saying, I could see somebody else doing it. I wouldn't do it personally, you know, but.
Well, these two Middle Eastern fellas was doing it. And I thought, somebody needs to know about this. But I didn't call them, like, get them in trouble. I was like, hey, y'all know what's happening over here?
Yeah, I just got to let you know. You call law and inform them.
Yeah.
Well, you're not reporting. Well, no. That's exactly what you're doing. You're reporting it, and then they get to decide what they do about it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know the law.
I'm just informing them that, hey, something's happening that doesn't look correct.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it should be.
Yeah.
You know, it's making.
Because there's all the time you see, if you see something, give us a call.
Yeah, you got to say something.
You saw something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. And that's what they were like, you want to file a report? What's going, are they breaking the law? I was like, I don't know. I don't know what jurisdiction we're in.
Yeah, that's your problem.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I see what they're doing. It doesn't look legal to me. Yeah. And so I just wanted to let you know.
But I'm not a lawyer, so I haven't read the code.
She's like, well, we'll send somebody out there and keep an eye out for them. I'm like, well, you won't miss them. It's two guys wearing turbans splitting an ice cream cone. You got to hurry.
Pretty rare sight.
Because it's 100 degrees out here. So
yeah. They're going to be done.
They're going to get away with it. So, but I thought, yeah, that's unique.
Yeah, no, that's, you don't see that very much at all.
Thank God.
Yeah, no.
It was alarming.
Yeah, even just.
The sharing of the ice cream cone was the most alarming part. Don't care if you're gay. Don't care if you're Indian. Don't matter. No. But just. Seeing a couple of fellas splitting an ice cream cone.
Yeah, it don't look right at all.
You a couple of children, you know, young children, and your parents is weird. They're like, hey, split that ice cream cone with Daniel, you know. Yeah. All right.
We're not getting two. Yeah. We're not getting two.
You're getting one. You invited him, and we don't even want him here. So y'all split it. But these guys were middle-aged Eastern, you know, and I'm thinking, nah, this is not, something's not right.
It takes all kind of people to make this whole world go around.
It does.
That's right. Even ice cream shares, you know?
Yeah.
That's.
And it was shortly after that I found out.
What kind of vehicle were they in, you know? Remember?
It was like a. It wasn't like a RAV4. It was a small SUV.
Yeah. Was it over? Where was it at? Toward Pickens Easley? That way? Yeah. That's the two guys that own that fruitcake factory over there.
Now, that doesn't surprise me one bit.
Fruitcake factory.
I wouldn't want to work in that.
No.
Wouldn't want to work there.
I don't know if how that business is surviving. Mm-mm. Did y'all hear about that guy who got arrested over at the Hobby Lobby?
Mm-mm.
The Hobby Lobby is a store where you can buy, you know, shit for your hobbies.
Yeah,
you know, crafts.
A lot of
arts and crafts stores. What did that is?
Yeah, it's a large arts and crafts store.
You know, a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff that you should have learned in home economics, but you didn't because Miss Lyles was too old to teach you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And they didn't trust her with the stove no more.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
You know.
They had little tight stove
could,
in there.
Yeah, like, you can get all kinds of stuff like that. You know.
Yeah, what was that little magic pizza maker? What was that called?
The little easy bake oven.
Yeah,
in
the easy bake oven.
Don't give her the real one. Don't turn the gas on, for God's sake. She's smoking. Yeah. And the guy was in there, and I was in there. I didn't get arrested. Wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was getting.
You was in Hobby Lobby?
I was getting paint.
Oh.
You know, I need
for your
paint.
Hobby?
I don't know, man. I will say they got a lot of cool stuff in there. You can find, anybody can find something in Hobby Lobby that they like because they got a section where you can, like, they got car stuff, they got sports stuff. Hell, they even got.
They got every letter in the alphabet in there.
Yeah, they got all types of letters you can spell a bunch of stuff with.
I've only been to the paint section.
Yeah, dude, I've looked around about that stuff.
But
now you're missing out.
Well, apparently they have a whole aisle dedicated to glitter.
Yep.
Which I didn't know that was such a common need to need a whole aisle for it. You know, but anyway.
You never know, man. You never know what people are doing.
The cops were walking the guy out of the glitter aisle. And I was like,
was he sniffing glitter?
No, he had, what he had done, he had put his sack.
Yeah.
In the glitter.
Oh, dude.
And, apparently he dumped it all out in the floor and was just being nasty with it. And,
weird.
And so he's walking out and they find, you know, they got him put back together and walking out. I was like, what's going on? Cops was like, oh, you didn't see it? I was like, no. So he put his sack in the glitter. I said, really? He said, yeah, it was pretty nuts.
And I thought, pretty nuts.
That's a good one.
Pretty clever. That's I was like, you sly.
So over in the glitter section, they got like, you know, these candy stores you go in, they got like this big thing full of M&Ms you can get. Is that why they got glitter over there?
I don't know. I didn't go down the aisle. Once I heard that somebody had their nutsack out on the aisle, I was like, nah.
Yeah, like I better avoid this one.
I'm good.
I can get my glitter later.
Yeah, whatever I was using glitter for. I can do without.
I don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, and dude, you got to wonder also because, you know, times are tough right now for stores and, you know, so maybe they go back there and they sweep it up and put it back in.
Probably.
And they sell it at a discount.
Yeah.
Nut glitter. You know. I mean, it's not a particular shade. It's just been on this guy's nuts.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else. I thought you were going to say, hey, times are tough for this guy. I was like, I don't know of any situation where putting his nutsack in glitter.
No. Times are tough for that guy, but he's lost his mind.
Yeah. Like, I think that was
I don't think the times are getting any better for him.
No. He was walking out shouting the N-word, and I was like, this is getting out of hand.
Well, why? What? I mean, you have to think. What would make you do that?
Like drugs.
Yeah, I mean, other than drugs.
Or ADHD.
Yeah. But even then, I feel like you're not doing that. Like, or if you were going to do that, you would get so distracted by everything as you walked in, you wouldn't be able to do it.
You forget what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You probably drugs.
Yeah, you'd be focused on the basket aisle or something. Yeah. You know.
How do they weave these baskets?
They got a basket aisle? Weave in there.
Apparently they have all kind of stuff.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff, man.
And I know
what
at Christmas
you
time
you don't put your glitter in. You gotta have a basket.
Yeah, yep. Good point. I could see a bunch of eight kids with ADHD in there trying to put glitter in a basket.
Oh yeah, or just have them organized
back in
the
there. I gotta get it back in there. Yeah, but I needed paint because I'm trying to refurbish an oboe, or it's more like a bassoon. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your elbow.
No.
What'd you say?
Why are you painting it?
Well, refinishing is what I'm really doing, but I don't know what I'm doing. So.
Well, yeah. Don't.
Yeah, I don't think you should paint it. No.
I was trying to find some. Well, they have other stuff on the paint aisle.
Well, do you play this oboe?
I started taking lessons online.
Skillshare.
Now, is it oboe or bassoon?
Yeah. It's a bassoon.
Oh,
a
bassoon. Oh well, okay.
But I was thinking
When you go online to learn how to play the oboe bassoon, they got two different things, like the oboe teacher and the bassoon teacher. They're different.
Jiminy is the bassoon teacher. And so we get online, you know, and she's telling me it's like a Zoom meeting, you know, and I got my
bassoon.
Yeah, or an oboe. I don't know which one I have, but
well, that's all right. They probably function the same.
Yeah, they're wind instruments. Yeah. I know that much.
Yeah,
you know, so I got them in the right category.
Yeah,
but she'll say, okay, now this is note A, and I can't even figure out how to make it make a sound. She's like, just blow into it. I'm like, I don't know. That seems like a trick. You know, I'm not.
I don't think that's it.
This is videoed. I'm not doing none of that. She's like, we're never going to get anywhere. I was like, well. Hey, give me another option.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for this free class anymore.
Yeah, she's like, well, get a drum set. I'm like, Jiminy, you are not helping me. I did first day. I know what you're thinking. First day, I said, what's your last name? She's like, well, we can't disclose that info. It's not
a cricket.
You know what it is. Yeah. It's cricket.
I asked, is it cricket? She said, I get that every single day. I was like, well, that's your parents' fault for naming you Jiminy.
Yeah.
It's either Jenny or Jimmy.
Or your parents stutter.
Or many.
Yeah. Any like of those are options. Or your parents have a speech impediment.
Nah.
So.
Well, you got to be weird to be named Jiminy.
She is. She's teaching oboe lessons online.
She's teaching oboe bassoon lessons. We crossed that bridge a long time ago. Yeah.
She is
I feel like
that
pigeonholes you into something weird. You know, you've got to do something weird with your life if you're named
That's like
Jiminy.
If you get tattoos all over your face, like cover your body in tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of cutting yourself out of, like, you know, white-collar corporate jobs.
Yeah.
Well, probably just jobs in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be a rapper probably.
Yeah, you could be a rapper. You could be a mine worker, like down in a mine.
Mm-hmm,
they'd probably let you in there. You could be a, like work from home seamstress, like sewing shit.
Yeah, anything really work from home. You know?
Yeah.
Teach oboe lessons.
Yeah, as long as it's not
online.
Like, you know, yeah.
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 Just voice, though. No.
And then if you get them piercings, you know, You seen all them things? Yeah. They got them in their eye. Mm-hmm.
Nose.
Yeah, every time
all
I
up
see
in their ear, way up in their ear. Yeah. I'm just like, what the hell are you
doing? I thought about getting gauges for a second.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I didn't because good. If you've ever seen somebody with their gauges out,
yeah,
man, that's horrific. That's worse than cauliflower ear.
Yeah.
Like, it's way worse. I would much rather have cauliflower ear than...
It looks like a damn raisin hanging off their ear.
It does. It looks like a... It kind of looks like a rabbit's foot without hair.
Yeah.
You know, like an unlucky rabbit's ear.
When I was young, my grandpa, he had pigs. And he'd put them in a fence. But pigs will root. They'll root up under the fence to get out, you know. Mm-hmm. So what they'd do is they'd put a thing in their nose right there. You know, like you see on people today, they put the thing in there to keep them from rooting. And every time they started rooting, it'd hurt too bad, so they wouldn't do it.
That came from.
Every time I see somebody, one of them nose thing on, that's what I think.
Me too.
You been trying to root and get out of your pen? I mean, cause, yeah. Why would you put that in your nose?
Yeah. Well, that's the real question. But also, what do you think? Like, maybe the pigs, you know, maybe one got used to it. You know, it just had a real high pain tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he just started using that as like a, you know, pickaxe.
Yeah.
He just got everybody out real quick. Just jailbroke them, you know.
I mean, pigs
aren't that smart, though, I feel like. Pigs aren't.
They say they are. They say pigs are one of the smartest animals.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How come they keep getting turned into bacon?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah. What about...
Who say they say? Who's this they?
Well, I remember back years ago when they used to refer to police as pigs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the counter story to it was, well, that's really a compliment because pigs are so smart.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Or that's what I remember hearing, like, on the news and the TV and whatever. So I could be wrong.
Yeah.
It's highly unlikely, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. I've known you to be wrong often.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's right. Also, elephants have, memory? Good memory. Mm-hmm. Very good memory. I don't know. I think
Alzheimer's done like that. Elephant's not going to get that.
Elephant, well, you know, how well they take care of themselves.
Some of them may.
Do crosswords.
But the matriarch doesn't get dementia, and that's the only one that needs a good memory because the rest of them just going to fall.
What's the matriarch? The one with got the horn growing out of his head?
No. Oh. Well, the oldest one in the bunch is usually.
Yeah, the oldest
and they got the memory of where to go, when to go, how to go.
There we go.
The rest of them can be dumbasses with dementia. They just follow her.
There you go. What is the average age of an elephant?
That I couldn't tell you. I know they live for a long time, 50, 60, 70 years. I think.
What's that animal that lived for thousands of years? Turtles?
Yeah, tortoises.
I don't know about thousands.
Hundreds? Yeah, sorry. I shot a little high. Josh rehomed a turtle the other day.
Yeah, man, I did. He was not happy about it either.
No,
I was just trying to help him. And
we're on the golf course, and here comes a little turtle. You know, he's just going across the golf cart path, and he's taking his sweet ass time like turtles will do.
They'll do that.
What?
Josh is going to give him a lift.
He was also hustling. Like you know, sometimes turtles are just, you know,
you can tell when they're in high gear.
This one was in high gear. He was trying, and so I was like, well, let me go ahead and just pick him up and take him. So I went and I picked him up, and he hissed at me. You know, he was not happy about it. And then he tried to turn his neck and bite me. But he's got his, you know, shell was there. And, I picked him up from kind of the back middle. And, so I rehomed him. But the reason why I did that is because, you know, I like helping turtles, number one. But number two.
Well, you did it because of your outfit.
Well,
did you get this outfit after that?
No, actually, that's what spurred this.
I seen you trying to take him out of his shell.
Yeah.
Just wanted the shell.
I did want the shell.
But he's too squishy.
You can make a soup bowl out of it or something.
You can make pretty good ashtrays for cigars and sell them to people. You know,
God dang it.
They would love that.
Yeah. Freaking Chipotle.
It's funny y'all know about that because next week I'm going to bring you a turtle shell.
Oh heck yeah.
I got one.
I hate turtles.
Oh, my God.
So did you, this turtle shell you got, did you do like one of them orchards? You scoop the turtle out of it?
Yep.
With a big old spoon?
Actually, I blew him out with firecrackers.
Oh.
There you go. Oh, you evicted him.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Well, let me ask you a question before we go on about this turtle shell now. Are turtles like snakes? They like when they get through with that shell, they just slither out of it and they grow another one? Or?
Nope.
No, they got like a full, you know, like a body, right?
Yeah, the shell will grow with them.
Huh.
It's sort of like, you know, Not calcium. What's your fingernails made out of?
Yeah, collagen, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll.
So
now,
so
is
so
it on a part of their body? Like, if you cut their shell, does it hurt them? Like, is it part of their, like?
He didn't take too well at that firecracker, did he?
Yeah, no,
yeah, firecracker didn't.
He wasn't too fond of that.
So the on the bottom of the turtle, the bottom shell of the turtle down there.
Hey, that's not, you don't keep that.
Lower half.
So, but this is that bottom part what scrubs the ground?
Yeah,
is
it's just a skin plate.
Is that the same thing as top the shell?
No. Well, it's made out of the same stuff, yeah.
Oh, it is?
But it usually ain't got all the designs and the pretty and the color and
all. Because it's not for defense.
So this
that's
on the bottom.
That's for gliding. That's like one of those furniture movers. You know, that's for gliding.
Oh, yeah.
He cuts it down slope. He'll get where he's going quick.
Yeah, the top is for, you know, defense and also, you know, looks.
Remember that time you ran over a turtle, stunk up your whole car?
That wasn't a turtle. That was a tortoise. No. Yeah, that's why I actually.
Whoa, hold up.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Whoa.
So the difference is big. You know, tortoises is huge, and this thing was huge.
So we don't
this
have thing no was big every turtles. Bit of,
it's like a sea turtle?
Yeah, no, it wasn't a sea turtle. He was on land. But no, he was like this big. Like,
so how much, just guessing, how much did this, what'd you say it was, a tortilla?
Yeah, it was probably a tortoise.
Tortilla weigh?
It felt like from how far he lifted my car up when I hit him, it felt like he probably weighed about 35 pounds.
And then a turtle wouldn't weigh but like 8 pounds.
Oh, dude, the turtle I picked up the other day weighed every bit of like a pound and a half. So, I mean, it was huge.
When you get to be does a turtle grow up to be a tortoise?
Yeah, it's
you
like get a to raisin.
Yeah,
it's like a grape and a raisin.
Yeah, did you get to a certain age? Oh, I'm a tortoise now.
Yeah, I think most turtles have their growth stunted. You know, somehow I don't know if they try to lift weights soon or firecrackers come out. But I think if you get like I think you have to be like a certain ethnicity of turtle to actually grow into a tortoise.
Ah,
yeah, I think I could be wrong. But, I mean, I do have the hat, the Panama Jack hat on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I believe you can wear a hat.
You've got the Irwin style going.
I feel like it. And I feel like somehow this knowledge is just coming to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know. I don't really have this. I feel like it's just coming to me, like, naturally.
I think in the real world, they usually call making that shit up.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not. But, see, I'm not trying to. I feel like the ghost of Steve Irwin's kind of like, I got you. I got you, buddy. I like you.
So, this turtle starts growing up, and he gets to a certain age, and I guess –
I feel like it's more like it's like a promotion. You know, it's not like puberty thing. I don't think it's like, you know,
every
turtle is going to get there. No, this is for only the special turtles. You know, the ones that are going to, you know,
that's
got
what
big
I'm thinking.
Bones.
Turtle mom and daddy say, oh, he done turned into a tortoise. What are we going
to
do?
We can't send him to college now. Yeah. He's a tortoise.
He's a tortoise now.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's the case, but that's the reason why I actually take, you know, I take the time to help all the turtles I can, because I massacred that one, and it was not on purpose. I couldn't get over. There was a state trooper beside me. Like, if it was any other car, I could have ran him off the road, you know, to save this turtle. But it was a state trooper, so I didn't want to do that. Yeah. And, dude, it – when I tell you I hit it, I knew exactly what it was, because it looked like a – so I was going kind of down a hill, so it looked kind of like an oil spot. So I was like, oh, man, that's nothing. And then I get up there, and it's not a shadow. It's a, you know – 2.5 foot diameter turtle just, you know, sitting in the road, and my car is lowered already, you know, so I knew what was going to happen, and it did. And I feel like, you know, he died instantly probably. And ever since then, you know, my car's had like a faint smell of like an aquarium. So it's
like a burnt turtle.
What was the state trooper's reaction when you hit this turtle?
I'm going to be honest with you. I was so panicked afterwards, I didn't even look at him.
He didn't even slow down.
No, he sped up.
He didn't want turtle juice on his car.
No, he didn't want to smell like it, I feel like. But
he's like, I'm not dealing with that.
No, and also he probably didn't want to help.
No.
I mean, I was right by work, so I just went and pulled in. But I feel like that thing messed up my my skid plate. I had to get a new one.
So yeah. Out in front there, did it, you know, for 2 or 3 days, you know, like when you somebody hits a deer or something, you know, how to lose a blood and guts and beer and all right there in the road. Was that the way this turtle was? Was it still there?
Oh, yeah.
It was turtle juice everywhere, huh?
It was a splatter. Yeah, it was not good. And I felt bad, you know. I was like, dang. He'd lived that long, so I felt like that was kind of a crappy way to go out. I mean, it was quick.
It sounded like he was suicidal anyway.
Well, yeah, you can't be in the road.
I don't know, because he made it from – so there's a 4-lane with a grass median. He was in the last lane. I was in the right lane.
He made it that far. Way.
He made it that far.
So he was headed that way. You sure he wasn't just getting started and realizing, hell, I got a long way to go.
He was facing this way. I was like, man, that's –
unfortunate.
Almost had it, buddy.
One or two steps forward, you'd had it. Yeah.
Yeah, but so that's why I saved turtles. But also now I guess I'm going to have to start, I don't dislike deer, but, I've petted a deer before and fed a deer down in,
Deer Island.
Deer Island down at the, on the coast. But I almost, and I could have probably still done it, but I almost committed a deer abortion the other day. Not on purpose, but...
Just so you know, we don't have any videos of this.
Well, cool. And the reason we were laughing too hard. I was on the ground laughing.
Yeah.
I'm laying on the ground down. At the golf course laughing.
Yeah. And that'll make sense after Josh tells the whole story.
No, it was... so we were golfing, and we get on, a pretty long hole. And it's kind of a raised tee box, and there's the cart path goes here, and right here is some woods, and there's woods on both sides.
Let me say this before you get too far. Usually, when we're on a golf course, animals tend to be attracted to Josh.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they'll,
Well, it's the stash.
100%.
Well, I'm sure that's what it is.
Hey, y'all, come and check the stash out on
me
this.
Me and Kay can go look down at this guy. He's got whiskers. Get ready to hit our balls, no problem. Josh goes down there, and you can see an owl up there looking at him. A deer comes, stick his head out. Turtle across the cart path looking at him. All these animals looking at him,
Squirrels will heckle me sometimes when I hit a bad shot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're teeing off, and for some reason I want to go first this time, and I normally don't go first, but I just got out there and I was ready, and I looked to my left. I think Dad said, "Hey, is that your deer?" And so I look, and there's a deer on the ladies' tee box. So 30, 40 yards away, and it's a little downhill to the left, and the cart path goes between them.
No chance you could hit him with a golf ball, though, right?
No.
Shouldn't be able to. A good golfer wouldn't have got anywhere close to him.
No.
So I see this deer, and I'm distracted, but I'm like, okay, let me get up here. And then, I saw that deer. Yeah. You said, is that your deer?
Yeah, there's another deer.
And he was pointing the other way.
And he's coming across in front of Josh on the box.
Yeah, there's a baby deer coming to this mama deer. And he comes down the hill, goes across the car path.
He don't give a shit if Josh teeing off or not.
No,
he don't have no manners at all.
No, he didn't even look at me. He wouldn't even acknowledge me. But then the craziest thing happened. It was like she was calling the baby to come across, and I thought they were just going to run off because it's like, hey, there's people here, we got to go.
Yeah.
No, wrong. Mm-hmm. So the deer's standing there, and the baby deer hustles down, and the mama deer doesn't move, and the baby deer starts comes right beside the mama, up under her, and starts
suckling.
Yeah, suckling some milk out of her. And I was like, I've never seen that before. Number one, I didn't even know deers, got milked or could get milked.
You can milk anything with nipples, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I didn't know that was a thing.
Female.
Yeah. I didn't know any of that happened with deer. I was very shocked. I was like, oh man, that's weird. That looks, sexual misconduct, something. Because it was aggressive.
And the way he was going about it was highly
alarming. Suspect. Yes. So I see it and I'm like, okay, well, and they're not moving.
I was just hoping to God it was his mom. Yeah, and just not some random teenage boy deer. Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because that would have been a whole different story.
Yeah.
But that is what it looked like, you know.
So he's going to town.
He's going to town pretty aggressively.
Yeah.
And so I get up, and I'm trying to tee off. This is happening, and I'm like, okay, well, we sit there for probably 10 seconds.
Yeah, I start thinking, you gave them time.
Well, they're not going anywhere. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to just tee off. Maybe, you know, the ball strike will scare them, and they'll run off. Well,
you've seen strike, golf.
Yeah, the strike didn't scare him.
I'm expecting a deer to get hit with a golf ball any second now.
The strike didn't scare him off.
No.
The impact of the ball did.
It scared both.
The impact of the ball did, yeah. So I hit it and obviously kind of shanked it a little bit to the left and not very good, topped it. So it just kind of went and came right back down.
Now, hold on before you go any further. Me and Kenny's watching all this.
Oh, yeah, they're right behind
me. And we see this little baby deer suckling its mama, and the golf ball goes right between the two of them. I mean, right between his teeth and mama's teeth.
Yeah, but it hit the mom's belly.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, oh, no, you know, maybe little Jeffrey, the small deer, you know, who's milking, has got a brother or sister on the way, and I just aborted it by accident. Because it made a pretty good thump.
It hit. And when it did, I hit the ground.
And when I see Dad and Kay hit the ground, I hit the ground.
We were on the ground laughing.
Without your phone.
No. Yeah. Oh, we laughed.
Oh, the phones were in the cart. Once, you know, they were.
In retrospect, and this is a good
learning
lesson.
And Kay said it, too.
Yeah. What we need is, when we saw it happen, we should have went, said, oh, hold on, don't tee off yet. Let's go get our phone so we can show Earl.
Yes.
And then we decided, nah. And then as soon as it happened, I said, Earl's going to be pissed.
Well, dude, because they always run off. Yeah. They always just get and go and out of the way. Never anything cool with the deer.
Yeah.
Of course.
I don't know if this was cool, but this was something to watch.
Well, no, it was a story, that's for sure. It wasn't cool. It made me, you know,
uncomfortable. Oh, I was hurting, Earl. I was hurting.
Yeah,
I mean, like, he aimed right there and hit the perfect shot. I mean, he went between
dude, if that
mama
was a top
and the baby
golf hole, I would have gotten like 100 points or something.
I don't know how he, you know, squeaked it through that window, but he definitely started. They have stories to tell now around
here.
Yeah,
they're probably sitting around this morning going, you guys wouldn't believe what happened to us last week.
Yeah. How's your stomach?
But it was
the chance of him hitting a hole in one's a whole lot better than hitting them deer like that.
Oh yeah,
again.
Oh yeah.
You know, just
yeah. I don't think anybody could ever replicate that.
It was
hole
miraculous.
In ones plenty of times. This was such a bad shot, but in such the right place. Like it's never gonna happen again.
The only thing that would have made it better is if. I don't know if it could have been better.
That's the best worst shot I've ever seen.
If it had been on. Video would have been better.
That would have been the only thing that
would have made
it better.
Yeah, that would have been better. We could have probably sent that in to like America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh yeah,
and then PETA, they would.
Yeah, then PETA would have been like, "Hey,
what are you doing,
dude? I didn't. I clearly didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah,
it's hilarious though.
Yeah, we're just shitty at golf.
It's not like I was aiming at him and hit a strike at him it may be going 300 yards, but right at the ear.
Honestly, if he'd have aimed at him, it'd been a whole lot safer.
Yeah, he probably got it down the fairway.
Yeah, honestly, it would have.
But if he had if he'd have hit it square and it'd have went in that deer. Like, it'd have went through the skin, because when he hits a ball, he hits it.
Just lodged.
Luckily, he mishit this one, and it just, you know, scraped by and maybe caused a damn Roe v. Wade, you know, situation.
Yeah, but, dude, it was like a ping pong shot.
Oh yeah,
it was just like super, like phew, just went right between them.
It was alarming and hilarious all at the same time.
Yeah, it was a good time. I liked it.
And yeah, that's immediately. I said Earl's gonna be pissed.
Yeah, dude. Now we know though. Now we know. Yeah. Now you're just gonna get a bunch of videos of random deer on the golf course that are just standing there or walking. Now we're gonna be like, check this out, Earl.
But that's all it's gonna say, Earl, look at this. Earl's gonna look at it and be like,
and
y'all gotta quit sending me.
Guy, it'll hit your ass right there. Yeah. Stay clear.
Yeah. Steer clear if you wanna have that baby.